Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life.
Welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Let's go ahead and take our golden pause wherever you are. Sit comfortably. If you're driving, just pay attention to the road and breathe with us deeply. All right, so go ahead and sit comfortably with your legs crossed or unfolded and your hands open on your lap, shoulders back, and begin to breathe with me. As you breathe out, feel your chest and your belly expand, taking in the maximum amount of your breath, filling your head and your whole body, your heart, your whole body with breath. As you exhale, just let go. You can let a sigh out. You can let a sound out. Just relax. As you breathe in golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. And as you exhale, let go a little bit deeper. And this time as you breathe in love, pure love. All the way to your top of your head, to your heart, filling your heart with love, your whole body with pure love. And as you exhale, let go of any fear. Let go of any tension you feel. Just allow yourself to relax deeper. This time as you breathe in, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of something that you feel incredibly grateful for. Could be a person, an experience you've had, just anything. And just spend a moment in complete gratitude, breathing in that gratitude. And as you exhale, go ahead and open your eyes and notice how present you feel, how you've landed in your body slightly differently than when you started. I know I have. Well, I'm going to speak on a topic that I haven't talked about before on the podcast, but it's a chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, the original Don't Sweat the Small Stuff by my love. Dr. Richard Carlson. So let's go ahead and talk about what it means to experiment with your back burner. Do you remember that one? Richard says your back burner is an excellent tool for remembering a fact or bringing forth an insight. It's an almost effortless yet effective way of using your mind when you might otherwise start feeling stressed out. Maybe sweating the small stuff. Using your back burner means allowing your mind to solve a problem while you're busy doing something else here in the present moment. Let me just talk a little bit about how the back burner works when you're dealing with many problems or many tasks at one time. So it's really important to be able to discern and define for yourself what needs your immediate attention, what needs to be a priority, and what needs to be placed on the back burner. So what is on the front burner is what needs your immediate attention, and what goes on your back burner are all those things that don't need your immediate attention, but things that you still might want to attend to. Believe me, if it's a real problem or a real issue, it'll move to the front burner really quick. So this idea of being able to compartmentalize and take an issue or problem from the forefront of your mind and put it in the back part of your mind where it has a stable place, a simmer place, where it doesn't cause you stress and anxiety or worry, but you know it's something that you're going to stir and tend to. You know you'll bring it to the front burner as soon as you've taken care of the priorities that need your full attention. We all have busy lives. We all have problems and issues to deal with. We all have things that require our full focus and attention, but it becomes very difficult to give your full attention. We can become extremely anxious when we're trying to juggle too many things on the front burner at once. Your prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that acts as your CEO. When you have too much going on in the prefrontal cortex, you can't weed through and make the decisions that you need to. So you need to calm your amygdala part of your brain down, that top part, and the emotional part. And the way you can do this is you can just simply do your golden pause. You can breathe. You can just simply state, you know, I'm going to be present now to what I need to take care of, and I'm going to place that on the back burner for a while where I know it remains. It will get my attention when it needs it, but for now, I need to place my attention here in the present moment on this situation, on this task, on this action. So I hope that has helped you define how to use your front and back burner, how to place things on the back burner. And remember that all problems have a solution, and all problems will remain a problem until a solution has, you know, been discovered by you. You don't have to worry about them. Whatever needs your full attention, place your attention there. It's a great way to live, a great way to remain calm in life, and it's a great way not to sweat the small stuff. I hope that helps you. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this brief podcast today on how to use your back burner, how to use your mind effectively. Thank you so much for listening. Please share with your friends and come back again.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff, with New York Times best-selling author Christine Carlson. Visit ChristineCarlson.com to receive 30 days of Don't Sweat wisdom delivered to your inbox. And remember to subscribe to this podcast now to receive Don't Sweat wisdom from Chris every week.